Welcome back to our listeners. You are tuning into the Boardroom for Women. I am your host, Lori Carice. Today we have with us Laura Gisborne, founder of Limitless Women, and she's going to talk to us about stop working so hard, get more done in less time. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you, Lori. It's so good to be with you.
Thank you so much for being here. The Boardroom for Women is a passion of mine because I remember the glory days of sitting around in team meetings and, coming up with ideas, strategies, learning, the director of sales giving tips and getting out there and getting your week going. So, a lot of us run our own business and we're not surrounded by people unless we really put ourselves out there with networking events or conferences. So I really like this audio show that kind of helps drive that energy. The energy of a boardroom to help you get going with your week, because we all need those aha moments and those tips, and we're our own boss possibly, or we do still work for somebody else. But I love that leadership and that vibe of the boardroom. So your topic today, stop working so hard, get more done in less time. I think, wow. I mean, I definitely need those tips. So I'm going to be tuning in and listening and asking questions. But tell us a little bit about you, founder of Limitless Women, and we'll jump into your topic.
Yeah, so I thank you again for inviting me to be here. I'm excited to share with you. Depending on where a woman is, excuse me, in her business, what she's got going on, whether she's in an emerging business where she's just getting started, or she's an established business and she's got teams of people, I think what you just brought up is really important. Who are you surrounding yourself with, and how are you getting things done? So the idea of like, how am I going to get more things done, is not the best question to ask. A better question as we grow and expand in our businesses is, who can help me with this? And so if we're a solopreneur and we're doing wearing every hat ourselves, we've got to start thinking like a business owner. So things have to shift and change if you want to achieve more in less time. Now, often this conversation comes up for us just in our day-to-day operations as women. When we're talking about here as, how is it to be a woman? How is it to lead our own lives, not only our businesses? What are we spending our time on? What does that look like? Where are things scheduled? How are we using our calendar? I mean, one of the things that I've learned, this is my ninth business. I've owned nine companies over the last 35 years, and I've sold six of them. You can't sell a company if it's not owner independent, right? So it's a very different thing to be a business owner than to be self-employed. And we're all self-employed, right? We are employed in the business of our own lives. So one of the things that's a super tip, if you will, since we've got a short call today, is, where are things living in your calendar? I'm just a rabid fan about using the calendar and not having a to-do list. We keep everything that my team does inside project management, but of the things that I am committed to, and I have my investments, my rental properties, my husband, my kids, life, dogs, things happening, where is it on the calendar? And if something comes in as an invitation or opportunity and I don't have space in the calendar, I have to be realistic about, number one, is this something that's mine to do? Number two, if I am going to do it, when am I going to do it? And I have to look at my calendar and be realistic about, I can commit to things and say, yes, I can do it, because this is when I can do it. It might be 2 weeks from now, or no, I'm sorry, I'm not available. And that's, as women, we don't like to say no. We don't like to say no to people we care about. We don't like to say no to prospective clients, to team members, to loved ones. And we've got to learn, like, really what we're capable of in the time that we have so that we can give our best.
I like that. I'm relying more on my digital calendar in the last year than I ever. I'm more of the checklist person, and guess what? That checklist never
It never
dissipates. It
ends.
just stacks and
There's
stacks, and you're,
more. Yeah.
yeah. And then you look at your list, and you're like, I didn't do that. Oh my gosh. So now I do use my email, my Outlook calendar, and I block certain times for certain things. I just picked up a client where I'm helping them actually with some media and promotions and community outreach. And I said, I have 10 hours a week. And I chalked out from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. that I can do these tasks. And I kind of check in as if I'm clocking in and check out, and then roll over those tasks. But I'm also more productive because I have those 2 hours instead of, oh, let me take a call here or take a call there. I'm actually more productive for this client because I'm really focused on that person's business.
Right.
You know, during that time, or it would be, for example, a certain area of your business. And I think over the years, we've learned how to schedule out our social media, and that's probably helpful. And I'd love to talk to you about social media. Honestly, it's like, I mean,
another conversation.
Yeah. I'm like, is this really working? Is my question, is this really working or is it just stuff? Yeah, I'm kind of, yeah, that's, you can hear by my tone. Yeah.
I definitely have my opinions about social media. And I would say before COVID, we were not on social media. We built our business. We have a very successful company without really doing much in the way of social media. And, you know, I think about this. I don't think Oprah's staying up at night worried about, is she looking good online? You know, I think she's doing what she's doing. She's the ultimate to me is, you know, a media mogul. But I think for us, there's importance in consistency and being seen, but those things can be scheduled. So as an example, we're talking about, we have calendars upon calendars. This is our 2024 year at a glance calendar that I'm showing right now.
Okay. Yeah.
So we lay out, and this takes a couple months to do, we lay out all of our initiatives, then backwards plan. And then the team does the production, right? I've been doing free gifts on Fridays for 8 years. We have a lot of content, right? And I've written 2 books. It's not that difficult to find content. But it's really like, how is the content that you're putting out related to the invitation of somebody to come work with you? And the invitation to come work with us happens in a conversation. It doesn't happen in a post, right? So real relationships drive real traffic, which drives real revenue for companies.
Okay, so you may have just answered my question because you said real relationships. I was going to ask to touch on AI.
Yeah.
Okay, because cool.
I can tell you what the little bit, tiny bit that we know that we're doing with our company, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it works with less time, get more done less time, but authenticity is the other question. I think it's a gray area. How do we use it appropriately to save time? So for example, a client needed a press release. I asked some bullet points and I put together something and I generate it through AI as kind of a template and a structure. And then we go in and fluff it and change it and tweak it and make it our own. But boy, did it save a lot of time because AI actually even gave me some content I didn't think of.
Incredible. Absolutely 2 thumbs up in my opinion. So we have a couple of different ways that we're working with it right now, Lori. One of the things is that my executive assistant fed our AI, our ChatGPT, my words, right? So she downloaded to that our mission statement, a copy of my book, Stop the Spinning, so it would actually learn my voice. And one of the things we've learned from doing this is that the more we speak with it and to it, the better it gets at getting my voice when we're spinning things back out. Now, I'll tell you a real life AI thing that just happened in the last 24 hours that was a mind boggler that I wasn't expecting is that I'm traveling to Arizona on Monday to meet with some clients there. And I thought, gosh, I used to live in Sedona. I lived there 17 years. I started this business when I lived in Arizona. I have a lot of girlfriends in the area. So let me just pop into Eventbrite and put up, a happy hour, like women's Limitless Women happy hour come together. And Eventbrite asked me, would you like us to do it for you on AI? And I mean, within a minute, it sped out like, come and do this. This is who's in the room, why you want to be there. I said, this is fantastic. So I think that what we have to do is really partner with it. When somebody writes a lead page for us, there's an opt-in page if you're trying to come to one of our classes or something. We'll use AI to spit out the initial piece, but then it takes that human connection to go back in and nurture and say, well, maybe I'll use this word or that word. I can tell you, I have spent tens of thousands of dollars on copywriters writing, and inevitably I go back and rewrite stuff. So it's really not that different for me to rewrite with AI, but to work with it instead of having it be, something that's scary or not, not feeling authentic. You can train your ChatGPT to speak in your voice, just like you can ask it to speak like Kim Kardashian. You can ask it to speak that way. It knows how to do that. It's kind of crazy.
I wrote this down, partner with AI. I like that. Yeah. Embracing change, make it your own, but feed it who you are so it can adapt your style.
Yeah,
I really like that because, I live in Southern California and it affected everybody, but the big writer's strike was last year and it was much about AI,
Sure.
and how it's going to take over jobs, and you just mentioned copywriting, you know, it is going to change a lot of jobs. But if you partner with AI, then you can just use it as an enhancement and a time server and a saver. And that's why I brought it up because, you know, looking at your topic, get more done in less time. I like that partnership relationship that you brought up. You know, how, what can I, who can I, it's who can I partner with to save more time? I'm all about leveraging relationships. You mentioned Eventbrite and events, and I'm hosting an event. And I did notice that AI tool recently. I was like, wow, everybody's in on it. So is
So
Meetup. Meetup
cool.
has an AI
I haven't done that one
tool.
yet, but yeah, but this was a thing again. Usually somebody does this for me, but I thought it was a very cool real life experience. And I think I'm working on a book right now. And so this is one of the places I personally use ChatGPT as I'm playing with it is writing and asking it questions, you know, like how would I speak to a spiritually connected, mature woman who's looking to reconnect with her purpose and the divine? You know, I just ask it some questions and then it gives me a lot of different ways. And we host live events for women business owners, right? We do business training fundraisers. And so when we're doing that, I'll say, you know, tell me about what needs to be on the sales page that would really be engaging. And like you, I have the experience of this is what I know to do, who, what, why, where, when, and how. But then the language often will come with something that I hadn't thought of. And I think that's a place to really up level. You know, the thing about sales pages and copywriting is that we want to honor the promise because relationships are the revenue driver of our companies and of our lives, right? It's the fabric of life, I think, is what Tony Robbins said years ago. So, you know, the people that we connect with, the time that we spend is really, really precious. And I think that's why this conversation about getting more done in less time is really, it's an interesting thing. What is going to actually be the things that matter in your business? If you're a business owner, that's really my playground, right? And as a woman who's almost 60 years old, what's going to matter when my time is done, you know, when I'm done working, when I'm looking back at my life, what did I do that really was in alignment with my core values and what I believe in and what, you know, matters? And I think those things take a little bit of attention, a little bit of time, but relationships are the key to
I kind of dragged you into the AI conversation. So I didn't mean to take
it
away
It's
from
all right.
your
It's a
core,
great, it's a
but
great, it's a great, you know, real life experience. It's not something to be afraid of. It's not going away. So how do we partner with it again instead of being intimidated by it?
do you want to touch more on you kind of opened up with who can help me with something?
So I think this is what, you know, what I call a $10 million question. I work with women entrepreneurs, you know, and they come to me from all over the place. And I'm just so grateful for that because again, I've been around for a while, multiple decades here. So I think that the place around the things that become difficult are often when we're not in our lane, when we're trying to do something that's not ours to do. And so I think that that's the place that I would encourage more women to be thinking about. What are their unique areas of genius? What are the things that really only you can do, Lori? And how do you get really great at that thing that you do and allow yourself to be supported? I mean, the biggest challenge that I see with women in leadership is learning to receive. It's like we've kind of been sold a bill of goods of like how things work with women. Women are naturally made to tend and befriend. You see this when you're working in cultures, when I work in cultures off the grid, right? Where people don't have access to technology. They don't have access to electricity. They don't have access to cell phones. There's such a beauty in the way that women support one another. And we can do that and we can bring that into our remembering here in our very modern, fast time of allowing ourselves to be supported, partnering with other people who have different skill sets, whether it be a paid team member or someone you want to collaborate with. You know, if I say, Lori, sounds like you're really super talented at media and getting the word out. What would you recommend for us? How can we support you? How can you support us? Those conversations will move your life and your business way faster than you trying to learn how to, you know, write a press release.
Yeah, I think it's important to network and get back into those, you know, in-person conversations also. I mean, coming out of, you know, pandemic, we all figured out how to work from home, whether you had been working from home before or not. We all figured it out. And then there's that isolation. I think, you know, podcasts and radio for me has been a huge area of growth to be able to connect, especially with experts like you, listening to what you're doing. for business, but these are short segments. These are short moments. And, you know, from here, we kind of go on with our day and I'm going to link in with you and we're going to stay connected.
Good. I hope so.
But in the last year, I've made more of a point to not just lead events, but attend
Amen,
events.
Girl. Yes.
Because I'm
Amen.
Always the leader and the one with the ideas. And I just feel like that's my natural role.
Yeah.
But
naturally that way.
I'm not learning anything from myself. You know, it's like I am just itching for a conference right now. I was Googling the other day, like what conferences are coming up. I've got to go. That is on my task list for the 2024 is I'm going to a conference.
Great.
I want to surround myself with women and their area of genius and be inspired and find new partnerships.
Okay, cool. Well, you just opened the door. So may I?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So April 23, 24, 25, we're hosting our 9th Limitless Women conference here in Texas. I don't know how easy that is for you, but you're in California. It's not that difficult to get here. And so what we have is a community of women that come together, and we've done this. We did it for 6 years in Southern California when I lived there. Then we went 2 years online. And then last year we took a year off. I had a spinal fusion surgery. So I had some time to take care of my body and a medical sabbatical. And now we're back this year. And what we do, Lori, is we bring together 100 women, and it is a true mastermind where there is giving and receiving. Now, giving can't happen without receiving. Receiving can't happen without giving, right? So we want to hear what you have to say. And we want you to also be provided with resources and community and support. And we all come together in the spirit of giving. So we make the cost really reasonable for women to come in, and we invite them to make a donation to charity as part of their business model. So we're a philanthropy first organization. We've raised a little over $750,000 since we started doing this in 2015. And it's $10 at a time. You know, it's not me raising $750,000. It's like you with your business, you're having, okay, here's my initiative and I'm going to do $10 a month this way, or $20 a month that way. Collectively, again, as women, that's our natural way, is to collaborate and collectively work with each other. We will move much faster when we put ourselves in the rooms with other women who are on purpose and on target with their work.
Wonderful. Well, this podcasts are listened to sometimes way past the date you mentioned, and radio goes on. We do replays. So should somebody be listening, of course, past April, do you do these every year?
I do. This is the 9th annual one. Yes.
9th annual. Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's 9 years. Yes. So we do multiple events each year. We have a lot of online master classes and things like that. But again, I'm with you. There's nothing like the in-person experience to really, and here's why. What happens is we have to disconnect from day-to-day operations to really reconnect to our inner listening, to our voice, to our presence. You know, there's something we're made to be very naturally multitaskers as women, and we have to learn to really hone and focus, but give ourselves permission in the space to be in a safe environment where we can let our hair down and actually be in conversation with other women. And I think that takes vulnerability, and it's not always easy to do online, you know, because online is so much about how you look and what we're packaging versus when you're in a room and you're sitting around and you're having a real face-to-face conversation. That's where I believe transformation actually happens for us as leaders. So we do multiple events a year. Yeah.
Some of my longest term professional relationships have been those I've met at conferences.
Me too. 100%.
Because it's about the experience you shared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
And you were there for a similar mission, the experience you have a foundation to work from. And I'm talking about, you know, paid brand relationships even.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's another thing that's probably you know, if I were to really, at my age, talking back to a younger woman who's emerging, to say really, again, don't believe that you can't work with your friends. Don't believe that your clients cannot be your friends or that your friends cannot be your clients. I'm here to tell you that's absolutely not true. You get to work with who you choose to work with. That's one of the blessings of being an entrepreneur. Now, when you have a job and you're in somebody else's playground, you're going to have to play by their rules. But if you're out on your own, you have your own shingle, you're going to really, you know, one of the smartest things is instead of you working so hard to be seen and be chosen by a client, change that paradigm to you choose who you work with. And when you choose to work with, I was on a call right before I came to you, you know, one of the women on the call, she and I met in 2012, been working together ever since. You know, I have a collective, I have a group of what I call my business partners, because I think, again, there's the language of partnership. It's very different than I'm here to teach you something or you're here to teach me something. How are we working together and collectively raising each other?
All right, Laura, you are in a boardroom full of women. There's a whiteboard behind you. We've done the work. We've had some energy, some tasks, some goal setting. What are your parting words with the ladies who are running their business today?
Well, you know, I'm a believer, so I will tell you that I believe that there's divine timing to everything. I believe that we can put out our initiatives, we can do our best to execute, we can be very disciplined and focused for our actions, and often God has a bigger plan. So when we're looking at our lives, we're looking at our businesses, I really believe that there's so much power in walking in faith. I think we have a responsibility to be good stewards of our gifts and show up and do the work, but I think often we criticize ourselves, we're hard on ourselves when things don't work out the way we think they're supposed to. Anyone who's gotten a little maturity can look backwards and say, oh, maybe that's why that didn't work the way I thought it was going to, because there was a better plan. I believe that's the divine. So for me, I think craft the plans, do the strategic planning. Listen, I'm a business growth strategist. I love, love, love growing businesses. And there's a time and a sequence to things. Be patient with the process, be kind to yourself, and remember, you know, this isn't a dress rehearsal. This is it. This is your life. So we're talking about time. It's literally the most precious resource you'll ever have. Spend it wisely, be gentle with it, and be present and appreciate it.
Wonderful. And you also have a podcast. What is it called?
Limitless Women.
Wonderful. Do you interview other women in business?
I do. The women that you'll see in the interviews are women who have, most of them have been really overcome pretty extraordinary things, right? You know, it's all about breaking through the paradigms. We tend to have a community of women that we hang out with that are not the type A's of the world, they're the triple A's, the ones who do what other people say can't be done. And, you know, a lot of innovators, a lot of leaders, and they're all committed to building profits with purpose, with giving back and making a difference for those who don't have access to resources.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I love collaborations. Yeah. For our podcast listeners, of course, in show notes, I'll be able to utilize some links on how to connect with you. For our radio-only listeners, what's the best way to connect with you?
You can go to limitlesswomen.com. There you'll be able to see what upcoming events we have. We have a library of business tips. There's a lot of great motivation there. You can get a free copy of my book, Stop the Spinning, Move from Surviving to Thriving, at laurafreebook.com. And we're here for you. So reach out, let us know how we can support you.
I love your leadership energy and everything you're doing. You are just so perfect for this topic and for women, and all the work you're doing is very important work. I really appreciate you being here today. So thank you for being our guest.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. It's so nice to meet you.
You too. And maybe I'll hop on over to Texas.
I would like to see you in person. Yes, come and visit us. Please come play with us. You'll love it.
And you have been listening to The Boardroom for Women.